Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with a quick check on the top stories here on Al Jazeera. A former Syrian colonel has been jailed for life in Germany for torture and murder during Syria's civil war. Anwar Raslan is the first Syrian state official to be convicted for such crimes. He moved to Germany as an asylum seeker in 2014. India's daily coronavirus infections have risen to more than 264,000 in the last 24 hours, driven by the Omicron variant. It comes as hundreds of thousands of Hindu pilgrims gather for a religious festival in West Bengal. There are fears the gathering could become a super spreader event. The US Supreme Court has blocked a federal vaccine or testing mandate for large companies. The plan would have forced millions to get the COVID jab or take regular tests. And China's facing a test of its zero COVID policy ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics in February. The nearby city of Tianjin's under strict lockdown. Travel in and out of the area has been severely restricted. There are fears the outbreak could disrupt the Winter Games and also the upcoming Lunar New Year celebrations next month. Britt Tennant has the latest from Hong Kong.
The focus of China's COVID efforts is in Tianjin. Now, they're not exactly sure what the source is in Tianjin, but they do know that the chain of transmission looks to have gone through primary school kids. Now, Tianjin, to give you an idea, is just about a 30-minute train ride to Beijing, where the Winter Games will be held. So that's why there's alarm around this cluster in Tianjin. They are taking no chance with the Olympics. There's a closed-loop system so that athletes and travelers will be separated from residents there. And authorities have also now announced that they will be ramping up more rigorous checks for inbound travelers into Beijing.
North Korea has test-fired another missile just hours after the U.S. called for new sanctions. It's the third launch this month and the sixth since September. The government defended the test as a legitimate right to self-defense and warned of a stronger reaction if more sanctions are imposed. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has denied parole for the man who assassinated U.S. presidential candidate Robert Kennedy. Sirhan Sirhan, a Palestinian refugee, has been serving a life sentence for the 1968 killing. The murder came just 5 years after his brother, President John F. Kennedy, was shot dead in Texas.